The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I have not come to bury CNN, but to praise CNN. All right, now that half of you have driven off the side of the road, I'll explain. I don't praise CNN very often, but when they get it right, they get it right. Truth is truth, right is right, no matter who's reporting it. I just don't have the opportunity to praise CNN very often, but today is one of those days. Mark it down on your calendar. We will make history today. Hey, Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Yesterday, we were talking about Representative Rashida Tlaib's comments about the Holocaust. If you were listening, I made a big deal out of the fact that many, if not most, people on the right, Republicans and conservative talk show hosts, commentators, were making a huge, huge deal out of what Rashida Tlaib, now she is the Democrat Muslim representative from the state of Michigan. She's a freshman representative in the House of Representatives. So most of the people on the right were making a big, big deal out of a quote that she gave about the Holocaust when she said, "I get a warm feeling when I think about the Holocaust." And people are flipping out and, you know, condemning her. And I made the point, that's taking her comment out of context. What she said after that is far, 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 far more serious than her comment about, "I get a warm feeling when I think about the Holocaust." If you were not listening yesterday and you have heard the conservative talk show host go just crazy over this thing about, "I get a warm feeling about the Holocaust." She was not saying that the Holocaust itself gives her a warm feeling. She was saying the role of the Palestinians in the Jews getting their homeland gives her a warm feeling. She didn't say she got a warm feeling from the Holocaust, okay? And I made a big, big point yesterday that we cannot be guilty of what the liberal left does all the time. They are continually taking things out of context from Trump or anyone else. So anyway, I made a big deal out of that yesterday. And again, I said, that's not the bad part. It's what she said later in that quote, which was terrible, horrible, awful. And the conservatives were completely ignoring that. Well, CNN, for once, got it right. I can't believe it. I saw this story and I had to read it twice. Here is the headline. CNN fact checks Tlaib's Holocaust comments. Quote, "She can't rewrite history." Whoa. Let me tell you the story. Here it is. CNN's John King corrected Representative Rashida Tlaib's revisionist history of the Holocaust, pointing out that the Palestinians were opposed to the creation of a Jewish state. Here's what Rashib said. This is part of what she said. She said, "It was my ancestors, Palestinians, who lost their land and some lost their lives, their livelihood, their human dignity. their existence in many ways had been wiped out. I mean, just all of it was in the name of trying to create a safe haven for Jews post the Holocaust. Rashid Tlaib said it was my people, the Palestinians who cared about the Jews. It was my people who were willing to sacrifice their land so the Jews would have a safe place to live. That is such garbage. That is a total, complete, absolute lie. And of all people, CNN called her on it. King said, quote, Tlaib ignored the fact that Palestinian leaders at the time allied themselves with Hitler, and that total war is how the Arab world reacted to the declaration of Israeli independence. She can't rewrite that history, and you can't project revisionist history, he added. Then he introduced his guest, Aaron David Miller, a former advisor to six secretaries of state, who went on CNN and castigated Tlaib for inflaming divisions. He said, quote, they were considering extermination of the entire Jewish community there as well. So this was ill-timed, ill-advised, and I think it clearly is simply going to antagonize and polarize the already polarized debate in Washington, he said. I can't believe that I actually read what I actually read. CNN got it right. Rashid Tlaib lied. And this is what I warn all of us about. Not just you, me as well. Knee-jerk reactions. You hear something and you immediately fly off, knee-jerk reaction. That's exactly what conservatives did and Republicans did in listening to Rashid Tlaib's comment about the Holocaust. They picked up on this warm feeling thing, took it out of context, flipped out, went crazy, went ballistic on it. And all Rashid Tlaib had to say was they took it out of context. And they did. So the conservative talk show hosts that were going ballistic over it, I heard it again today by conservative talk show hosts. We didn't take it out of context. Yes, you did. And totally ignored the worst part of her quote, where she said that the Palestinian people just sacrificially gave up their land because they had pity upon the poor Jews. That is not true. The Palestinians sided with Hitler. The Palestinians wanted to wipe Israel off the face of the map. They fought for everything they were worth to stop the establishment of the Islamic State. And the Zionist movement to return to Israel predated World War II, going back to the 30s. And yes, the Palestinians objected then. The Palestinians have always hated the Jews. Always, always, always. There has never been a time that anyone in Palestinian leadership had any sympathy towards the Jews, Zionism, the Jewish state. They have always hated the Jews. And this is the weirdest, most bizarre thing. I find myself congratulating CNN for getting it right and castigating most of the conservative right for getting this wrong. So I can't remember the last time I said this. Good for you, CNN. Hey, folks, I have promised you over and over again, truth is truth. If CNN publishes truth, it's still truth. If Fox publishes truth, it's still truth. If CNN publishes a lie, it's still a lie. If Fox publishes a lie, it is still a lie. We need to focus not on the source, but whether it's truth or not. In this case, CNN got it right. And for that, I am grateful. This woman is dangerous. Rashida Tlaib is dangerous. Dangerous. She is an anti-Semite. And even CNN sees that.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Hey, here's another reason why you should be a part of our social media family. I'm going to have Jeff make sure that he posts it. Jeff, it's the article with the headline, Rashida Tlaib's Lies Remind Us Why Israel Must Exist. It's from The Federalist. I believe I sent you the link. It is an exceptionally well-written editorial by David Harsanyi. David Harsanyi, I believe, is the senior editor of The Federalist. Yes, senior editor at The Federalist. Author of a whole bunch of books as well. It's a five-page editorial. Won't take you long to read it. But it is just an exceptionally well-written history, a brief history of the Palestinian-Jewish conflict in Israel. And why Rashida Tlaib's claims are an absolute lie. Well-written, factual, and I hope you will take time to read it. I'm not going to take time to go through it because I just spent quite a bit of time dealing with the story, but it goes all the way back to the Balfour Declaration of 1917, the establishment of a Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, and so on and so forth, and also how the Palestinian leadership aligned itself with the Nazis during the war. And just how far removed from truth this Rashida Tlaib's comments are. And, I honestly don't know whether I've ever called for the resignation, impeachment, or removal of a representative in the U.S. House of Representatives before, but I honestly believe her quotes about Palestine and Israel are so bad, so egregious enough, she should be removed from office. She's a dangerous person. She has no business in the U.S. House of Representatives. And again, it has nothing to do with the phrase about getting a warm feeling about the Holocaust that everybody's making the big deal about. That's no big deal at all. What she said after that is a huge deal. And if you want to know why, go to Facebook or Twitter and look up this article, Rashida Tlaib's Lies Remind Us of Why Israel Must Exist by David Harsanyi. Excellent editorial. And again, folks, these are the kinds of things that we post almost every day on our website. And that's why I keep telling you, if you're not a member of our Facebook family, please, if you don't do anything else on Facebook, and I don't blame you at all if you don't do anything else on Facebook, but if not, sign up for Facebook. You'll find the little search feature in the upper left-hand corner and just type in Bob Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y, live. That will bring up our page. When it comes up, you'll see the like button. It's not very big, but you'll find it. Hit the like button, and you become a part of our social media family. And every day, you can pull up our page and find these stories. And the same is true with Twitter. Now, to be honest with you, Twitter doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I'm not a big fan of Twitter, although we use it, and I encourage you to use it. But, you know, you pull up Twitter, and then you refresh it like 1 minute and 30 seconds later, and you got 28 brand new stories. And Twitter never has made a whole lot of sense to me. But it is useful, and we use it. And if you're into the Twitter thing, just follow us at Bob Burney Live. Did you hear this story? Headline: FBI uncovers another homegrown terror training camp. Remember the terror training camp that was uncovered out in, it was New Mexico. It's either Arizona or New Mexico. I think it was New Mexico. And there were a whole bunch of kids that had been horribly mistreated. And it was discovered that the adults in this little training camp were training the kids to be school shooters. Remember that? And finally, after months, the adults were finally charged, although they found the body of a baby. And I have never heard whether anybody was charged for the murder of that little child. Haven't heard. I don't know. Well, this isn't Arizona, Utah. This is Alabama. Quote, at first glance, it looked like an abandoned dump. But this plot of land in Macon County, Alabama, is described in an FBI search warrant as a makeshift military-style obstacle course belonging to a small group of terrorists led by Siraj Wahaj, who owned the property up a long dirt road but just a few miles from downtown Tuskegee. FBI raided it. Quote, just because you're in a small town or small state does not mean you might not potentially have individuals engaged in the type of activities that would call into question threats to national security, says Tim Furman, former special agent with the FBI field office in Mobile, Alabama. Yeah. A terror training camp in Alabama. Out in the middle of nowhere, looked like a makeshift dump, but it was actually a makeshift military-style obstacle course. Now, this was just discovered, yesterday. So we don't know a whole lot about it. I think the FBI is going to be releasing more after they do a more thorough investigation. But it reminds us we're living in different times today, and I don't say that to frighten you or make you paranoid or anything like that. But we're living in different times. This is not the United States of America that I grew up in. It wasn't. A terrorist camp in Alabama was unthinkable. The world has changed. Our country, sadly, has changed, and it means we need to be diligent. Diligent. You know the old thing? If you see something, say something. I think that's very appropriate. Wow, terror camp in Alabama. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.